Now, whether or not you tweet during the big game, one thing's for sure, you'd be forgiven these days if you're more excited about watching your favorite team at home on TV rather than slogging to the nearest stadium.
With widescreen TVs and high definition and these man caves and all the graphics and data that we give you that they can't replicate at the game, a lot of fans are saying, I'd rather stay home and watch it.
That's Hank Adams, CEO of SportVision, and his business is built on that trend. SportVision adds those colorful virtual graphics to live TV sports events. The virtual strike zone box, logging the location of baseball pitches as they cross the plate.
This is the strike zone. You get to see where the ball could be for a strike.
The country flags magically hovering over America's Cup yachts.
Rob, we've got those wonderful live line graphics on board, the compass rows, the start line, the course boundaries. It's all there.
And, of course, their best-known invention, football's yellow line.
ESPN unveils its latest technical innovation on tonight's game. It's ESPN's first and 10. The gold-colored line you'll see appears to be painted on the field, but it's really being electronically generated by us. We think you're going to like it.
We debuted it with ESPN back in 1998. And in spite of everything else that we do, people keep coming back to that. When I try to describe what I do and what the business is, I try and then eventually just default back to, well, we're the guys who do the yellow line.
Its trademark name is the Virtual Yellow First and Ten. The company hatches these technologies here in Silicon Valley in a Mountain View lab they call the War Room.
Which is a giant warehouse room with really high ceilings. And as you look around, we've built a lot of camera platforms around the perimeter of our war room.
Stray football helmets trimmed with infrared lights pin down piles of paper and data.
There's infrared cameras up there.
TV cameras are mounted on high-rise platforms in the corners of the room.
These are very expensive, high-definition cameras up on tripods.
All are trained on a replica of an NFL field one-eighth the size of the real thing.
A little miniature football field.
Painted in green and white on the concrete floor.
Hank Adams, here we are on the field, so to speak, which is really about the size of, I don't know what, definitely not a football field, which
is funny.
It would
take about 10 strides for you to cover end zone to end zone here on this size field.
Which is funny, when you look at it on camera, it actually does look like a regular major league stadium field at a distance, and you wouldn't know that it's one-eighth of the size.
Until you step on it and you look giant.
I will look amazing. I will look powerful, and I will look like a titan of the field.
There are infrared and motion sensors in NFL stadiums around the country, just like the ones around this model. And they all do the same thing, map and track everything on the field and send that data to SportVision. SportVision then creates a computer-generated graphic superimposed over the broadcast, in this case, a yellow line. Now think like that so-called green screen technology that your local TV weather team uses.
Unlike a weatherman, they make these hideous green colors that no person's clothing would ever have. And so the computer looks for a specific color and says, if I see that color, I'm going to draw the graphic. If I don't, it must be the weather person standing in front of it, and I won't draw the graphic. With football, it's not so easy because it's grass and painted logos and football pads and pants that can get grass stains on them. And, it's a very tough thing for us to distinguish between, say, the Green Bay Packers' green pants and the color of their field. But we have a very sophisticated system that will pick, a whole range of colors that could be on the field and a whole range of colors that could be in their jerseys. So it is the weatherman technology. It's just a more sophisticated version of that.
So that's why if I stand over here with you, the yellow line doesn't go over my foot.
That's right.
Over
that's right.
My leopard print ballet shoe.
Shoe, which is different, mind you, than what a football player might be wearing, but it is a distinctive color than the green of the field here, so we know not to draw that graphic over your shoe, right? Because it's not the right colors that we're looking for.
So that's how the company does it, but it's been a game of trial and error over the years figuring out which graphics will work.
For a graphical enhancement to work, it has to be something that's hard to see, happens a lot, and is really important to the game. And if we can meet those three criteria, it turns out to be very successful for us. So if you take the instance of a first down line, it actually grew out of technology that we'd done for tracking the glowing hockey puck. Many of the viewers will remember the famous or infamous glowing puck. We adapted that technology to football, and whereas the glowing puck isn't around anymore, the first and 10 line is. It's proved to be a very successful product for us.
Now, when we walked in, the glowing hockey puck was in a glass case in the lobby,
yes,
with a photo still from that 1996 NHL All-Star game. And you called it infamous, and it was rough going for the glowing puck, right? First of all, talk about how the puck kind of glowed a light blue.
It glowed, and we actually embedded electronics in the puck. And so it was such a phenomenon. I mean, David Letterman was doing skits with his head glowing as he walked across the stage, and it captured popular attention. Some people loved it, some people hated it.
Right, it became this huge cultural moment. And, you know, it had that initial boost, but over time people sort of looked at it unfavorably. And by the end of the 2 years, ratings were down overall for NHL, and they quit using the puck, and a lot of hockey purists still complain about it.
They do. You know, for the hardcore hockey fan, they felt that it was over the top. It's something that I think if we ever did it again, we'd be a lot more subtle about it. We'd probably do it in replay. We did it in those cases live during the live broadcast. I think we'd be a little smarter about how we went about it this time.
It's easiest to come up with virtual enhancements for sports with tons of equipment you can tack sensors onto, like football and NASCAR. Not so easy for games with mostly bare skin and movement, like basketball and soccer. Of course, that doesn't mean that Hank Adams and Sport Vision won't give it a shot.
Is there a holy grail sport that you would like to change the viewing experience? I don't know if you have a secret, you know, badminton wish, or you see a comet trail in curling, but is there some unusual sport that you think would be a fun challenge?
Well, there is. I mean, you know, as a business person, I'm obviously attracted to the thought of enhancing soccer because it is the world's biggest sport, clearly. And from our perspective, there's been very little done to improve the quality of that broadcast. They've been doing it the same way for 50 years, you know, in that sport. And in fact, when we took some of our technology over and said, hey, we could track the players and put virtual offsides markers and arrows down to certain players and show you, you know, things in real time, the European broadcasters put their arms up and said, oh, we're never going to do that crazy stuff that you Americans do. But look, the score box was first put on in soccer in the UK 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. And when it first came on, people screamed and yelled and rebelled, and there were death threats against the guy who first did it. And lo and behold, now you can't see a game in any sport that doesn't have the live score on. Now, of course, it's just the fabric of what we see. So I think their attitudes are changing there as well.
Well, Hank Adams, thank you so much for playing with us, literally. Thank you so much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Hank Adams, he's CEO of Sport Vision, a company that does virtual graphics for live sports events, or as they're known, the Yellow Line guys. We spoke to him at their labs in Mountain View, California.